ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 3, text 3 and text 4. Chapter 3, text 3 and chapter 3, text 4. Sri Bhagavan Vacha Lokesmin Dvividha Nishta Pura Prokta Mayanadha Jnana Yogina Sankhyanam Karma Yogina Yoginam
Karma Yogina Yoginam.
Okay, please repeat. Sri Bhagavan Vacha
Sri Bhagavan Vacha.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said Loke
in the world
Asmin,
Asmin,
this,
this,
Vividha,
Vividha,
two kinds of,
two kinds of,
Nishtha,
Nishtha,
faith,
faith,
Pura,
Pura,
formally,
formally,
Prokta,
Prokta,
were said,
Maya, Maya,
by me,
by me,
Anadha,
Anadha,
O sinless one,
Jnana
Yogena,
by
the linking process of knowledge,
Sankhyanam,
of the empiric philosophers,
Karma Yogena,
by the linking process of devotion,
Yoginam,
of the devotees. Translation by Divine Grace K.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O sinless Arjuna, I have already explained that there are two classes of men who try to realize the self. Some are inclined to understand it by empirical, philosophical speculation, and others by devotional service. So please repeat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O sinless Arjuna,
O sinless Arjuna,
I have already explained,
I have already explained
that there are two classes of men, who try to realize the self.
Some are inclined
to understand it
by empirical
philosophical speculation
and others
by devotional service. Purport by Divine Grace in the second chapter, verse 39, the Lord explained two kinds of procedures, namely Sankhya Yoga and Karma Yoga, or Buddhi Yoga. In this verse, the Lord explains the same more clearly. Sankhya Yoga, or the analytical study of the nature of spirit and matter, is a subject matter for persons who are inclined to speculate and understand things by experimental knowledge and philosophy. The other class of men work in Krishna consciousness, as it is explained in the 61st verse of the second chapter. The Lord has explained also in the 39th verse that by working by the principles of Buddhi Yoga or Krishna consciousness, one can be relieved from the bonds of action, and furthermore, there is no flaw in the process. The same principle is more clearly explained in the 61st verse that this Buddha Yoga is to depend entirely on the Supreme, or more specifically, on Krishna. And in this way, all the senses can be brought under control very easily. Therefore, both the yogas are interdependent as religion and philosophy. Religion without a philosophy is sentiment, or sometimes fanaticism, while philosophy without religion is mental speculation. The ultimate goal is Krishna, because the philosophers who are also sincerely searching after the absolute truth come in the end to Krishna consciousness, sorry. This is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. The whole process is to understand the real position of the self in relation to the super self. The indirect process is philosophical speculation, by which gradually one may come to the point of Krishna consciousness, and the other process is directly connecting everything with Krishna in Krishna consciousness. Of these two, the path of Krishna consciousness is better, because it does not depend on purifying the senses by a philosophical process. Krishna consciousness is itself the purifying process, and by the direct method of devotional service, it is simultaneously easy and sublime. Okay. Now, text 4 of chapter 3. So please repeat. Na karmanam anuramham naiskaryam purusho sute na cha sanyasana eva siddhim samadhi gacchati na not karmanam of prescribed duties anaramha by non-performance neiskaryam freedom from reaction purushaha amen ashnute achieves na nor cha also sanyasana by renunciation eva simply siddhim success samadhi gacchati attains. Translation by not by merely abstaining from work can one achieve freedom from reaction, nor by renunciation alone can one attain perfection. Please repeat. Not by merely abstaining from work can one achieve freedom from reaction, nor by renunciation alone can one attain perfection. The renounced order of life can be accepted when one has been purified by the discharge of the prescribed form of duties which are laid down just to purify the hearts of materialistic men. Without purification, one cannot attain success by abruptly adopting the fourth order of life, sannyas. According to the empirical philosophers, simply by adopting sannyas or retiring from fruitive activities, one at once becomes as good as Narayan. But Lord Krishna does not approve this principle. Without purification of heart, sannyas is simply a disturbance to the social order. On the other hand, if someone takes the transcendental service of the Lord, even without discharging his prescribed duties, whatever he may be able to advance in the cause is accepted by the Lord. Buddha Yoga. Om Aginatim Dandasya Jnana Gina Shalakaya Chakshu Unmitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaha Parantika Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutaha Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaisavamsha Sri Rupa Sadhidatam Sadhana Raghunatam Vitamtam Sijivam Sadhvetam Sadhavutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sadhana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamsha He Krishna Kruna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tata Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrinda Vineshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpa Dhrubhyasya Kripa Sundhya Ekasya Vitalam Tavnevyo Vaisanevyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Shivachari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Kunyami Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Srinya Bhari Paschatya Adeshitarini Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prima Padayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Guraisa Se Namaha Ananda Lidamaya Vigrahaya Himabhya Divyasa Vishnudaya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, chapter 3, text 3, translation is, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O sinless Arjuna, I have already explained that there are two classes of men who try to realize the self. Some are inclined to understand it by empirical, philosophical speculation, and some by devotional service. Hare Krishna. So this is Sri Krishna explaining that there are two classes of men. One class tries to understand the self, the soul, that is, transcendental knowledge. I would say it exactly as it says here, empirical, philosophical speculation. In other words, from the Shastra, they try to put two and two together, theoretically, to try to understand what the science of the soul is. The Shastra is there, it can be read, and taking one thing and taking another thing, they can come to some conclusions themselves. The other way in which one realizes transcendental knowledge is by service, by devotional service in particular. Devotional service is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there are some that are going through theoretical and some that are realizing God by practical work. Now, you probably are guessing which one is more effective, but if you've heard enough of the Shastra, you probably know. But in the end, the Shastra talks about it. Now, in the next text, so let's have all of them together. In the next text, Sri Krishna says, not merely abstaining from work, can one achieve freedom from reaction? Nor by renunciation alone can one attain perfection. So the way this sentence is put is actually answering the questions about those two classes of men, but Krishna answers it indirectly. He doesn't say, okay, it's this class that's better, that class, not so good. He just said, if you just abstain from work, you know, devotional service, you actually do things. So if you get away from doing things, You can achieve freedom from reaction, that really just says, or if you decide to renounce, I'm not going to be attached to anything, can one attain perfection? So renunciation alone doesn't make you fully Krishna conscious. I'm not going to be concerned about the material life. As I remember one time, Bhagavan Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Maharaj, gave a lecture in Washington, D.C. And he was trying to explain to us what renunciation really was. So he said, imagine somebody in New York. In New York, there is a bridge that links New York City to Brooklyn. It's called the Brooklyn Bridge, appropriately. Called the Brooklyn Bridge. Now, do you own the Brooklyn Bridge? Do I own the Brooklyn Bridge? No? So imagine somebody says, I'm going to renounce the Brooklyn Bridge. I don't want it. So, you see how absurd it is? The Lord owns everything. What can we renounce? The owner can say, I don't want it. But if you don't own it, how can you renounce it in the first place? Okay, so that's the second part. This is saying, you can't just go through renunciation and become perfect. It doesn't work that way. Okay? The first part is, I'm going to simply be concerned with Shastra. I'm not going to do any work. Well, we hear, even though most of us have forgotten, we hear that in the spiritual world, the devotees, the pure devotees, they serve. They serve each other in love, and they serve the servants who serve the servants who serve the servants, all the way up to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That doesn't sound like people just speculating. It doesn't sound like people just talking about God in theory. They chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. They are joining the pastimes of the Lord in different ways. The cowherd boys play with the Lord. The gopis have amorous pastimes with the Lord. Then they are servants. Then there are those who play parental role. That doesn't sound like anybody speculating about any theory at all. They are actually living. It's life. So, in the first text, text number 3, where Sri Krishna is saying, I have explained the two classes of men who try to realize the science of the soul, the self. Some of them are trying to understand it through speculation, philosophy, that is talking, and putting two and two together, and others by devotional service. So even though the next, we don't quite get to the point where Krishna comes directly and says which one, but in the second one, 3-4, it says, theory doesn't cut it. Speculating theory doesn't cut it. And if you say you renounce, you can't renounce anything because you don't own anything anyway. So, obviously, what's left is what we've been told to live by, and that is Bhakti Yoga, devotional service. Devotional service. Now, that does not mean that knowledge is not good, because if you're serving with the understanding of why you're serving, that is better. That is better. But there's so much mercy built into the system that even if you don't understand, but you're doing the right thing according to what the spiritual master says that you should do, you also get full credit. You also get full credit. That's the mercy that's built in. When you have the knowledge and you're also serving, you're serving in full conviction. That's the advantage. That's the advantage. But not everybody would go after knowledge and very heavy type knowledge, scholarly type knowledge. So the mantra is simple. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is transcendental sound vibration. But even at our level, it still requires only a few brain cells to remember Hare Krishna mantra. It's very simple. In other words, the process is so simplified that the utmost is understood by everyone, child and adult alike. That is a mercy in Kali Yuga. The Yudhidharma is chanting what we do to connect to the Lord, to get benefit, is chanting the holy name of the Lord. The other Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, you have to have good money. If you're poor, you're out. Because the deities have to be dressed very opulently, then to be worshipped. If you go to the temple, yes, you can worship. But to do deity service, like the way we do deity service at home, you have to be quite well off to do that at home. You have to be quite well off to be able to do that. In Satya Yuga, the lifespan is 100,000 years. Person lives 100,000 years. 60,000 of those years is spent in meditation. 60,000. To be quiet, to have your eyelids down, focusing on the nose, being in a quiet area. But the environment, we have to say, the environment, the surroundings, lends itself to being able to do it though. It's not crazy like it is in Kali Yuga. But still, it's a very long time. It's a very long time. And in Treta Yuga, again, you have to be well off. Because that, you have to do sacrifices. And sacrifices of the Lord was done very, very opulently. Very, very opulently. The demigods can do it. They have the finances, the funds to do it. But people in the other, planets that aren't so well off can't do it at a level that is done. In the Garga Samhita, one being sacrificed by the demigods is described. The arena for the sacrifice is 8 miles long. The arena alone. Now, if you're sitting in a car going 60 miles an hour, you have to go on a road 1 full minute before you do 1 mile. You're 60 miles an hour is fairly fast. For 7 minutes, that's just the length. And the amount of ghee for sacrificing everything, just, and God doesn't really take trouble describing all of these. So many priests are there chanting different mantras at different positions, and the ghee is pouring out, like they say, it's like coming out of the elephant's trunk. So much ghee. The fire is huge. Now, we know what 8 miles is like, so just the arena alone. So that's the kind of sacrifice we're doing at the heavenly planets. We don't have any means to do anything like that. So we are so fortunate. You send Hare Krishna, you're fine. Same benefits for all of these elaborate deity worship and elaborate sacrifices you get by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Just by chanting Hare Krishna mantra. So, chanting and also involving ourselves in devotional service, we have 9 kinds of ways or 9 ways to serve. Srila Prabhupada has always stressed, because we are conditioned souls, we need guidance. And when it comes to guidance, somebody has to tell you what to do and what not to do. Both. So if you need guidance, clearly you have to be hearing what the beautiful things of the Lord are saying. You have to hear. So even though, as you might sometimes put in America, our fax line, the connection to the spiritual world is the Hare Krishna mantra, still, our guidance comes from here. Our guidance comes from here. Everybody is at different levels of spiritual development. We're not all at the same level. And we're not all advancing at the same rate either. So people even sometimes get challenged, and for a while, they may go down. Now, as has been described to me, even when a person is very sincerely or eager to advance spiritually, what really happens is, since we have quite a few faults, it's called another liberty, getting rid of the negative things. So a person can advance, it goes up a little bit, it never goes all the way up straight. That doesn't happen. And it's good for us to know, because when it comes to the plateaus, then we understand why things are happening the way they are. So there's advancement up to a certain level, then Krishna arranges for some challenges to come to you just by bringing a certain level, and if you're able to overcome, succeed, and learn your lessons from that, Then you learn more about Krishna consciousness and you go a little bit to another level. More tests come. So Maya, that's Maya's job. Maya arranges for the tests to come. So we learn from that. Sometimes it's not you that have to go to the test. Sometimes you see somebody else goes to the test. And you learn a lesson from that. Okay? So we saw what happened to them. You don't do it. So then it's easier on you. You just watch. Other times too, it might be you. Sometimes, most of the time, it's a private matter. You have some struggle. Nobody knows about it. But you know you have some struggle. Now, what do you do? First, take the chanting seriously. Because that solves a whole lot of things mentally. Just by doing that. You say, well, how is the chanting able to do that? Don't worry about it. The chanting is already been provided by the mercy of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya has told us that the Lord's energies, all the Lord's energies are invested in the holy name. So if you chant it, then it works. So asking a question like, how does it work is, but if I involve myself to seed my wife, you know what that means, how does the baby come? Well, you don't know anything about it. She's pregnant, that's all. And after a while you see her tummy is getting bigger. Nobody knows inside what's going on. Same thing, if you chant, I think it's, how is it going to work? That's not everything you're going to know. That's the point we're making. Just by faith, keep chanting the holy name of the Lord. And Krishna arranges for the lessons to come and for the excitement also to come. And that comes, excitement comes from associating with devotees. As much as possible, associate with devotees. I know sometimes our jobs make us have to work with non-devotees. Do what's necessary. That's just a necessity. Do what's necessary. But when you have the opportunity, you always default to, as the computer would say, default to associating with devotees. Because they are the ones that will remind us about the reason why we're here. If we don't make it back to Godhead this lifetime, at least the next life, we should get closer and closer to going back to Godhead. Now, if it's any, it will appease us to a sense, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master, has said that on the average, a devotee first, or a person that hears about Krishna, at most, three lifetimes, be back in the spiritual world. And some people even complain, three lifetimes? You mean I have to come back? It's already difficult, kid, and I'll be born again, and born again, and born again before I go? Well, nobody is stopping us from going. We can go this lifetime. It just depends how seriously we take it. The rule is, not the rule is, but the statement is, has been made, that the more effort we put in, the more mercy we attract. The more effort, the more mercy. The Lord knows, and Srila Prabhupada also said it, that we're not going to be 100% perfect. Srila Prabhupada literally made a statement, and I'll tell you what the story is. So he preached one morning, I don't know where, but the person that said it didn't mention the place he preached. But it was in a temple. And after the lecture, he got up, so the people were going to prasadam, he was going back to his room. And the nature of the lecture, some people were concerned about whether they were going to make it back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada said, you don't have to be perfect to go. You have to put in the effort. If you do 90% of what's required of you, Krishna will give you the mercy. And then he got up. And then he said, if you do 80%, Krishna will let you back in the spiritual world. Then he started walking towards the temple door. When he reached the temple, the door to walk out, he turned around and said, if you do 70%, you'll go back. And then he walked out. The point he was making, nobody knows what 80% and 90% and 70%, you can't really quantify it like that. But he was making that as long as you put in the effort, sincerely, what comes to your heart, even if you make mistakes, Krishna will still give you the mercy. Now the one thing that stops the mercy is offenses. That you don't want to do. You don't want to do. You have to be careful how to relate to each other. So as long as we're careful not to commit offenses, we have a very high chance of going. I know of devotees that spiritual masters have mentioned have made it back to the spiritual world, and I knew at least two of them that I know, that I even knew their faults, because we lived together, I saw it. And still, they back in the spiritual world. One thing is clear about them, they were very sincere though, without a doubt. They were very sincere in the service, without a doubt. They went through inconveniences, they never stopped them. He never stopped them from serving. That was true about all of them that we've heard. The spiritual master tell us they made it back to Goloka Vrindavan. So we know one thing. You gotta be sincere. You gotta be sincere. Krishna already has set it up in such a way that our service does not depend on how much we do. A couple of things. The sincerity behind it, I've mentioned it a number of times. Also, how much we hold back. If you could do more and you decide you're not going to, that goes against you quite heavily. Quite heavily. So put in the effort, but put in the sincere effort. Everything that you do for Krishna, Sri Prabhupada said it has to be first class. So whatever you can do, do it. If it's for Krishna, for Krishna's devotee, do it to your utmost ability. That's all that matters. Krishna gave you that ability. So if you work and you just a little bit, and it doesn't matter, but it comes to something else for yourself, then you do better. That's not good at all. You should do better for the Lord, for the deities of the Lord, for the devotees of the Lord. That's where you put in more effort. Then that's what is noted. Okay, that's sincerity. That's what that means. Now, so this afternoon, I happened to be browsing through the database and came by a number of points made by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Before we get to that, just a few points I want to make. So every bit of devotional service counts. Every bit. Krishna does not say, okay, well, this one I've noticed, this one I didn't notice. Nothing goes unnoticed. Everything you do is put in your spiritual bank account. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as bank accounts go, we know that if we want to save, we start putting money and depositing into our accounts, we may not live opulently because we're saving a lot, but the money is there though, and it's adding and adding and adding and adding. So it's like that with spirituality also. Whatever we do in service, most of the time we serve, then we go back home, then we chant Hare Krishna, and our life seems not to have changed very much. But everything we've done is going into our spiritual bank account. Just like you're saving and you're living, not opulently, living just regularly, but you know that extra money is being put in the bank. One day, when large sums of money is needed, it's right there. You don't need it all. You saved it. Same way, when we have passed so much spiritual credit and we haven't ruined it, if you do offenses, it's deleted. Not bad. So you have to be careful about that. That's how you protect it, by not being offensive. Now, when the time comes, sometimes, well, for everybody, then we'll talk about sometimes, but for everybody, when you leave your body, those that you deposited, those spiritual bank accounts, then really come into play. That's where it's considered most. In some situations, when help is needed, the devotee needs help, some of that also can be used. And thirdly, this is even the better part, the spiritual master, one takes initiation, the spiritual master can, at his own will, add some of his spiritual credits to the credits of the devotee. Only not when you're living, though. When you left the body, that's when that's that. If there's just a little bit needed for Krishna to say, yes, come, the spiritual master can do that. Can plead the case that, all right, I've done so and so and so here. So add it to it, just to make the point, Krishna, to let the person go back to spiritual work. Krishna is the one that makes the final decision about who goes back. That's done by Krishna himself. So, we should put as much in our bank account as possible. Now, how do we do that? Keep serving devotees as much as you can. You really can't satisfy the Lord by giving anything to the Lord, bottom line. You can't renounce because he owns everything. But you can't give him anything because he owns that too. That's right, he owns you and everything else. So what can you really give to the Lord? But the Lord has devotees. Now they have wants. They have needs. So if you serve the devotees, Krishna is actually pleased, more pleased than when you serve directly. So this is the wisdom part of service. Serve devotees as much as you can. You have any devotee relationships, new ones, especially because sometimes we go to different places and run into new devotees. You always should be in the mindset of, because when you find somebody new, you know there are new things about them too that you will hear. Your whole aim should be, how can I serve this particular person? So that's one there. Now, what about non-devotees? Well, you can pull them towards Krishna consciousness. Some of them would be happy to hear about Krishna, and some of them will not. This is true. Okay? Those who are open to Krishna consciousness, tell them as much as you can. Tell them as much as you can. I knew one young Mataji in Florida, and she would go to town wearing tilak. Always made it a point to wear tilak. And because tilak was so kind of foreign to most of the people in Florida, the Americans, she's actually American herself. But she told us, my wife and myself at home, we were living in 1998 in Florida for about 5 months and we returned to Pennsylvania. So she was saying, she deliberately puts on that so that people can question. If anybody was curious and questions about it, then that is the opportunity to segue into leading to Krishna consciousness. He would describe what he likes about, but then he would go into the whole thing about Krishna's food and the Tulsi leaves, the bottom, and all of that. And then, so, all of that, the Tulsi, who's talking? They don't know Tulsi leaves. You can tell more about that. And then you tell stories about that, makes it all very interesting because of tilak. So that was what she was using, a transcendental trick, if you like, that she was using. So, non-devotees can be pulled that way if they're interested in hearing. But if they're not interested, then your last resort is give them prasadam. It doesn't have to be elaborate prasadam. If you can get them into lunch, yeah, that's one thing. If not, a snack. You know, especially in this country, people like snacks. So that can be one way. And everything that you do, the Lord notices it. Because the account of all devotees, those who have said yes to Krishna, is kept by the Lord in the heart. Paramatma. Yamaraj does not keep account of devotees. Yamaraj only deals with non-devotees. There's plenty of non-devotees. But devotee account is with the Lord in the heart. Okay? So this is, and you can't have a better person than the Lord in the heart himself. So just avoid aparads, and you can protect your bank account that way. Alright, now, so in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writings, there he talks about the limbs, the different limbs or parts of bhakti. He says there's plenty of them, but there are 64 main ones. And we're not going to go through all 64, we're going to go through the first 10. And then the most important 3 of the 10. But we'll go through all the 10, I'll just read it first. The same thing is also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur took it from Chaitanya Charitamrita and then expanded even more on it in his writings. So, we do regulated devotional service, which means minimum of 16 rounds of japa, and 4 regulated principles. So, that's called sadhana bhakti. Now, sadhana bhakti is where these 64 principles are. Okay, so it's attached to it. Now, the first one is to accept a bona fide spiritual master. Now, I know there are some who are initiated, some who are not initiated. Srila Prabhupada is bona fide. That's for everybody. So accepting him now, before you actually get your addiction initiation, if that's not happening yet, is in fact accepting the bona fide spiritual master, which is Prabhupada this time as the Shiksha Guru, the instructional guru. So, number two, after accepting the spiritual master, there has to be a time where you receive initiation from a spiritual master and also instructions from him. Number three, obeying the orders of the spiritual master with faith and devotion. Number four, following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas, which means you have to know what they were doing, and the ones that are possible for us to do, we also do. Five, inquiring about devotional service from the spiritual master. So, 1 through 5 is all about the spiritual master. They say the first 10, the 5 of them are spiritual master only. Now, 6, give up sense gratification for Krishna's satisfaction. So see, now there is a purpose. You don't give sense gratification up just to give up sense gratification. Krishna is satisfied when we give up sense gratification. Satisfied, you know that we are now taking the path of bhakti more seriously, and there's a higher chance of us going back. Because sense gratification, gratifying the senses materially, keeps us in the material world. It keeps us here. The higher pleasure is actually in the heart. When you serve and serve devotionally, after a while, you begin to feel satisfaction from the heart, because the soul is awakening. Number 7, live in the holy place of Krishna's pastimes. Now, that doesn't happen to everybody. But we know where Krishna's pastimes occurred. Well, literally, we have Krishna's pastimes. Because when we have the deity of the Lord is in our house. Krishna's pastimes doesn't start and stop with only what's in the Shastra. That is not the case. Krishna's pastimes is going on the whole time. I will tell you one thing about what's going on in the deities in the house. My family doesn't even know about this because I've never said this. So, when I do Tosi Aarti in the morning, sometimes it's close to the afternoon, but when I do Tosi Aarti, I give 10 Tosi leaves or manjaris, depending on what the Tosi plants give. I give them to the deities. There's 10 that I place. Let me finish. Now, what happens, and it's happened more than once, quite a few times. Now, the Shaka here will actually bear me out. There is no wind in the house. Where the deities are is in the corner. But practically every day, when it comes to serving my turn on there, I come over there, and some of the Tosi leaves are behind the deity. How they got there, I have no idea. Sometimes I come there, Tosi leaves gone. I have no idea. So obviously something is happening on the altar. The deity of the Lord is the Lord himself. This has been going on, but see, we served, we served the Gidanagri on the altar. We served so many pastimes. From devotees that were chastised on the altar, literally, chastised on the altar, to all kinds of things that happened on the altar, to me and, other devotees. So, it doesn't surprise me, that's why I haven't bothered to tell everybody, but this has been going on. But the Tulsi leaves get moved around a lot on the altar. Every day this happens. Every day. Now, obviously it's connected with the pastime of the Lord. I have no idea what's going on. Right? I just open it up, I come with it, they're all different displays, but there's no air currents in the house. Nothing blowing anywhere directly at the altar. It's in there, but this goes on all the time. So, all the time, literally, every day. So, I just kind of smile about it and leave it to myself the first time, so you heard it, what's going on. The pastimes of the Lord. They continue. Sometimes you notice, sometimes you may not notice. Sometimes if you look closely at the deity, or even a picture of a deity, you will see that the deity will give you different moods. Sometimes they smile more. Sometimes if you've been up around, they don't look at you. That also happens. Right? Because this is all real. Krishna can do everything. There's nothing he can't do. So if your heart is into it, Krishna also shows you different relationships. And what he does is help you to grow. So if my mind goes on something that's material, it wasn't a good thing at all. Sometimes I can't even look at my speech in my scripture because I don't know what he's thinking. So you gotta be careful. So he makes you stay on your toes, and that way he helps you to grow anyway. It helps you to grow. So this is real. This is life, literally. The spiritual, well, that's all he lives is spiritual life. So anyway, so that was seven that we expanded on life. Eight, engaging in occupational duties. Material work we're talking about. Engage in occupational duties just to maintain your body and soul together, accepting just what is necessary. So in your house, you know what's needed. Make sure that's provided. But don't go to the extent of trying to get so much so that you can boast that you have more than others. That's not necessary at all. After all, death is going to come take it away anyway. So you're just wasting your time. So that's the point. What's necessary? Number nine, observe vows on religious occasion connected with Krishna, Sri Krishna, like Ekadashi, Janmashtami, those kind of things. And tomorrow we have Pandava, Mirja, Ekadashi, that's also coming up. Yeah. If you can do it, definitely do it. Now, it can be challenging to some people. If you have health issues, it's not a force to do it. If you have health issues. The reason is also given by the same Bhaktivinoda Thakura who is with this. The order of spiritual life first is you have to take care of your health. If your health is no good, or if you don't take care of your health, you cannot serve well anyway, because right now we're using this physical body in doing all the services. All of it. The physical body. So your health is first. Second, the sadhana. The chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, minimum 16 rounds. Okay, if you haven't gotten there, then you should be playing in your mind. It should worry you because you need to get there. Okay? And the regulative principles. Then the third point is, what should a spiritual master has asked you to do? For those who are initiated, find out from your spiritual master what to do. Those who are not initiated, still follow the sadhana. But you can also ask Sri Prabhupada. Communicate with Sri Prabhupada. Do. Ask him. You'll be surprised. Sometimes, based on your what your training is, you might be involved in some things that will come to your mind if you ask them. But you have to ask though. It doesn't impose on anyone. And fourth is what you yourself want to do. So health comes first, then sadhana, then the spiritual master's requests, orders, and then what you yourself want to do to serve the bodies. That's the order. Okay. So, yes, Nidya Ekadashi is there. If you do it, wonderful. But if there's a health reason why you can't, then do regular Ekadashi. Then do regular Ekadashi. Okay. Especially if you do Ekadashi all the time, then that's pretty much the point of doing it, because Nirjana Ekadashi was when Bhima didn't do any Ekadashi at all. He says, if you do one Nirjana Ekadashi, he covers for the rest of all. Yeah. So if you can, definitely do. But if you have health challenges that gives you a severe headache by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, then you're struggling. If you can go on, fine, but this is not to kill you. That's not the point. Krishna's not trying to kill you. Alright, now, number 10, worshiping sacred trees. Now for us, our sacred tree is Tulsi. Worshiping Tulsi, worshiping cows, Vaishnavas, and Brahmins. So those are the 10. Now, then Bhaktivinoda Thakura says, of the 10, the first 3 are considered the most important. So I'll read the first 3. Accepting the Bodhisattva spiritual master, receiving initiation and instructions from him, and obeying the orders of the spiritual master with faith and devotion. So all 3 of them connect to the spiritual master, because that's the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Alright, so we're going to stop here And let me just read through the texts again. Text 3, this is chapter 3, text 3 and text 4. Supreme Personality of God has said, O sinless Arjuna, I have already explained that there are two classes of men who try to realize the self. Some are inclined to understand it by empirical philosophical speculation, and others by devotional service. And then text 4, the Lord is saying, not by merely abstaining from work can one achieve freedom from reaction, nor by renunciation alone can one attain perfection. Any questions or comments? Yes.
How to balance renunciation and detachment? It's always difficult to balance. Right? We know that we are detached from work and also not to renounce prematurely or too much. How to balance that?
Well, the important thing is two things. First, take your sadhana seriously. Within sadhana is detachment. If you are, this is one example of the regulating principles. No gambling. So there's so many gambling casinos in the United States, you're just not going to be part of it. So that already takes it off. So that, the regulating principles have detachment already built in. Detachment for material things. So, take your sadhana seriously and associate with devotees. The rest of it, your family has to be taken care of, so on the material things, they are necessary things to do, go ahead and do it. If you associate with devotees, they'll keep you in Krishna consciousness, your mindset in Krishna consciousness. If you do the sadhana, that's what's required in Kali Yuga. Those two are done, fine. Now, what is already assumed is you're not going to be offensive. That's trouble. Because I've said so many times, so that you're not going to be, right? But there, those two, that's pretty much all that's required. It's simplified that much. Hare Krishna. Very good question, though. Any other questions? Or you can ask a follow-up if you want.
So how do you know when you're ready for renunciation?
How do you know you're ready? Okay. A number of things happen. Now, in Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur's Sri Guru Astaka, which is just what we're saying in Mangalarti in the morning, when we open the altar the first time, the last text says, Yashar Pasharam Bhagavad Pasharu. By the mercy of Krishna, one gets Guru. By the mercy of Krishna. So that's the answer though, but that's the answer as you stated. By the mercy of, so you get a Guru by the mercy of Krishna. So then how do you get the mercy of Krishna? By the same things we're talking about, your sadhana, proper association, that is a good association, and not being offensive. So we come back the same way. The answer actually connects the same way. Now, when that goes on for a while, now nobody's Christians, but you don't know Krishna's mind anyway. When you want to get initiation, it starts in your own heart. You get the feeling that I would like to have a guru. But you have to, even though that's there, you have to keep the process, the sadhana process. Keep it there, keep it going, and serve sincerely. Serve sincerely. Sometimes there are little things that are anathas, that are wrong things, weeds that have to be taken out. Krishna will challenge you to take it out. You also, as it says in the next row of instruction, you need to confide in someone you can trust. That's a senior who has been around for a while. And talk about your desires in Krishna consciousness, and also talk about your challenges to the extent that you can. Now, if you don't know such a person, or can't quite choose such a person, then go to the murti or the picture of Srila Prabhupada and start talking to him. Literally, start talking to him. Wanting a spiritual, say all of that to him. Spiritual grandfathers, these are spiritual grandfathers. The spiritual grandfathers are very merciful. Very, very merciful. We haven't taken advantage of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada as much. Because some of you were taught that you grew up, you're in your house, you have a family deity, you worship the deity, they ask questions of the deity, but there's enough Shastric evidence to say that the spiritual master actually is the one we go to. Take advantage of Srila Prabhupada. Ask Srila Prabhupada. If you're so inclined to ask a deity of a Lord, then ask Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Guru Nitai. Because that is the form of Krishna. For Krishna, Radha Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, but he came as a devotee. So talking to Lord Chaitanya is like talking to a highly empowered devotee of our Lord. Because he came to show how you do sadhana and all, everything it takes as a pure devotee to worship the Lord. So, Srila Prabhupada, first, you definitely can talk to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. You're very, very, very much. So, Srila Prabhupada, Guru Nitai. So pour your heart out to, if you know of someone you can really trust, they will also give you information. When gurus come, talk to them. And they will be arranging. This time we haven't seen too many gurus come through this kind of arrangement. But now they're going to, tomorrow literally, we have a meeting in Maryland. And about six temples, temple presidents are all going to be there. We have a 7-hour meeting. We means Anshuya and myself are going. And the aim is when the sannyasi or high level devotee comes to your temple, please let them know we're also nearby, so we're going to bond like that, so that you're going to see people coming. Literally, there are some setup that's already set up for a couple of devotees who are Prabhupada disciples have already agreed to come, and I'm not going to announce it because Mataji is president, so he's still there to tell you, but it's already being made. Already being made. Yeah. If we're going to get more of the buddhist, see the buddhist come. Even at the Sadhusanga in North Carolina, we were already appealing to some of the sannyasis that were there to come to give an argument. But the case we're going to make is, since we are now ISKCON of Harrisburg, so ISKCON leaders should also come around. That's the angle we're going to take this. But I'm sure that it will be very helpful. At least six temples are coming. Ourselves, Kiranagri, Delaware, Potomac, Philadelphia. That's five of them, I'm sure, already. Washington, D.C., which means, Silver Spring, the Institute for Applied Spiritual Technology, is a small setup. Even they haven't pulled into it. So that everybody now will get more darshan of the gurus. That is a good point. Any other comments? Yes. Yes. Follow up.
Yeah. Why individual progress differently in bhakti?
Say it again. Why?
Why different people progress in bhakti differently with the different phase?
Okay, well, we're going to try to make it short. This is actually going to be long. You think about 15 minutes to answer that kind of question.
I wanted to ask that question first, but...
No, it's okay. So the question is, why do different people progress at different rates? It partly has to do with the previous lives of the devotee. Okay, it partly has to do, we'll explain that. So the explanation is, as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj said, that on the average, it would take about three lifetimes of a person who said yes to Krishna to go back to Godhead, on the average. So there are some who are hearing about Krishna this time for the first time. There are some who have come back to continue. Maybe they have come twice to continue, right? And those people who are continuing have already picked up some of the correct things to do with Krishna consciousness from the previous life. So when they come, those things that are not an issue for them anymore, they have an easy time going right through it. So you see someone else struggling with it, but some other people, they have it easy to go, because they've already been practicing and kind of been able to get that under control in their lives before they came. So such a person would grow, but it feels like they're going faster, because they started before, not this lifetime. Now, one thing that makes anybody's devotional kripa grow relatively quickly, are two things. sincerity, and lack of apparat. If you don't offend, you're going to go quickly. Because you don't shake your people very much if you don't offend. Okay? And if you're sincere, that's all Krishna watches for. Because he knows that we can't do anything perfectly anyway. We cannot. This is part of a devotee. Devotee has a tendency to commit mistakes. They have imperfect senses. I mean, the list goes to four of them. But even just mentioning those two alone, if you're going to make mistakes and you have imperfect senses, now how many things can you do perfectly with that kind of situation? But from your heart, your intent must be good though. If your intent is good and you put in the best that you can, that's good. That's what's required. And you're going to grow more. Now, finally, when challenges come, don't let that kill you. Devotee association is very important for challenges. When challenges come, devotees can help you through it. Okay? Challenges are just for learning lessons from it. That's all. It's for learning lessons. And that lesson will help you even grow more. That also helps you. So those are the three that help. Any other questions? It's your question again. Okay, I suppose we can stop here. Grant Raj, Shrimad Bhagavad Gita ki.
Jai Ho!
Shri Prabhupada ki.
Jai!
Nitai Gaura Premanande.
Jai Ho!
Jai. Thank you, Hare Krishna.